Now, Michael Zarafa is very, very keen to go gangbusters himself. And not too far away, August 31 is the chance for him to get on the main screen against Jeff the Hornet Horn in the big event at the Bendigo Stadium for the WBA Oceania Middleweight title, Oriental Middleweight title, the vacant Middleweight Asian Oceania Championship. It is a 10-round bout over 10 rounds of 3 minutes, and our man, MZ, is what we're going to call him now, is joining us on the line on a Wednesday morning. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
We're going well, mate. We were asking, I don't know if you know the racing game or not, have you got a relation, Brent?
Negative. Not that I know of.
Righto. That's all right. We're just checking because we're heavily racing focused here, and Brent Zarafa's on the racing coverage of the, on the TV. So we thought we might ask that early doors. Hey, how's the build up been? Because this is a big, big opportunity for you. Jeff Horn was a former world champion. This is a big chance for you to go global.
Yeah, look, the opportunity is huge. The team and I are excited, and everyone's getting behind it, which is great. It's putting Australian boxing back on the map. So. Looking forward to something, what, 9 days away or 10 days away, and yeah, the build-up's been huge.
Oh, and we know, what about Horn? When you got this opportunity to take on Jeff Horn, did you start to? Are you one of those guys that researches their style, or is that somebody else's position in the camp? And you just worry about the physical preparation.
Yeah, look, I just worry about training. I think it's the game plan that my team organised. We knew who he was going into this fight and what he's accomplished. We know it's going to be a tough fight, but. Look, we're backing ourselves and our ability and believe we can upset the game and come home with the win.
Well, how are you going to upset the game? Do you think there's any chinks in his armour?
100%. You know, I believe he's only got one style. He's tough and he has a bit of power, but he's never fought anyone like me, you know, who's got the range, height, speed, you know, fitness. I really believe he's going to struggle with my style and our game plan that's in motion. If we stick to it and all goes well, we'll definitely come home with that W.
Well, it's fair to say probably that you do hold the underdog status going into this game, into this fight. What's that like? What's the mental side of it like for you? How do you prepare when you're going in for a fight like this?
Like I said, we just trust in our ability. We do all the hard work in the gym. At the end of the day, there's not much more you can do. I just go out there and give it my absolute best. I've got nothing to lose in the game, being the underdog, and there's not much pressure on me. You know, like I said, if we stick to what we know and do what we got to do, we'll definitely come home with that W. He only has one style. You know, I mean, we can adjust. We've got speed, we've got power, and he's overlooked that. And I truly believe he's made a mistake.
So we think of Jeff Horn as being one of the biggest names in boxing in this country, and he had that famous fight against Manny Pacquiao. From your point of view, is this your biggest fight you've had?
I've fought bigger names in Peter Coolen and Cal Brooks, but I've never had the opportunity to fight someone with such a status in my backyard. So it's definitely a huge fight. And the team and I, you know, Sam LeBruna, Blake Caprello and Brendan Burke are excited and, looking forward to it.
And so do you approach this, similar to Sherelle's question, from your mindset into this, do you go in there nervous, anxious, or do you just go in there with supreme confidence that you can get the job done? How do you mentally prepare for this?
We've got a strong team, and I've been seeing a sports psychologist leading into this fight just to get my mental game even stronger than what it is. And, I'm excited. Normally, nerves kick in, but this time around, it's different. I have a good feeling about it. I'm more excited, if anything. I'm actually counting down the days. So I know it's going to be a hard fight, and I've told myself it is going to be a hard fight, but I've also told myself that this is it. It's a must-win for us, you know. I wasn't going to die that night. So I'm going out there laying it all on the table and I'm going to put on a show for the boxing fans.
What's your relationship like with Jeff Fenwick? Because I've heard him come out saying that you're a huge show to upset Jeff Horn.
Me and Jeff, well, Jeff's one of the best in the business, obviously, for what he's accomplished in the boxing. He's put basically Australian boxing on the map. We're pretty close. Him being from Sydney, when I'm over there, we definitely catch up every time. He come down to one of my sparring sessions and seen my capabilities and what I can and can I do? And he said, if I can do what I did in that sparring session, bring it into that fight, Jeff Horn's in trouble. So, like I said, I'm confident. I've been sparring some tough boys and training down the house, you know, 2-3 times a day, building on power, strength, and just mindset.
The nicknames between you and Jeff are contrasting, Michael. He was the Marrickville Mauler, and you're Pretty Boy. What's going on there? Where'd they get the nickname from?
Oh, I don't know, mate. It's definitely not my looks, but I mean, I got it when I was younger, just my style. You know, I've got that real fast, slick style, just nice and pretty. And it just stuck, you know, ever since I was 15 years old. I did the pretty boy, and I couldn't shake it off, unfortunately. But we'll roll with it. We'll roll with it and do what we got to do, just as long as we get the job done.
Well, it seems to have worked okay. You're 26 from 29 professional bouts. And you mentioned before Kell Brook, who's a former World IBF welterweight champion. You went the distance with him recently. What did you learn about your capabilities? Are they the sort of moments where you know you can, when you go the distance with a real class act?
Well, yeah, 100%. And you know, going into his backyard in front of, you know, 15 to 20,000 people, it was a different experience. Where normally you fight here, you know, you've got 2,000 people max. You know, so it was huge to stand across the ring against someone that you've looked up to since you were a little kid. So that's a huge accomplishment in itself. But, you know, I learned so much more. It's made me hungrier. It made me believe where my, you know, my levels are at in boxing, and I can mix it with the best. And it's only just put more fire in the belly, and it's, you know, made me work harder and smarter and build. I'm only 27 years old, and I fought the best in the world, so not many get that opportunity.
Has boxing always been in your blood or in your family? Where's it come from, the interest in boxing?
I don't know. I've just known since I was a little kid. It's just, you know, ever since I was like 3-4 years old, it's just my mum and dad, I'm going to be a world champion. And, you know, I've just stuck at it and done whatever I had to make it work. And it's working. So I'm doing something right.
Well, it's working pretty well. You've got a big chance to go deep against Jeff Horn, August 31 at Bendigo Stadium, mainevent.com.au if you want to find out more details about how you can get access to the fight list. Of course, you want to drive to Bendigo, or if you live in Bendigo, just go around the corner and see it in action. Jeff, the Horn on Horn versus Michael Prettyboy Zarafa, August 31. Michael, we appreciate your time. Good luck. Go get him.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate it.